Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Anyway, I wanted to move on to society's morals. Now, our second topic this evening. You may have seen over the weekend Kanye West arrived at the Grammys with his girlfriend Bianca Censori. But the shocking thing about it was, she was in the nip. Now, you can argue she was wearing a dress for all intents and purposes, but she was bollock naked. I mean, you could see her genitals. You could see what she had for breakfast, essentially. You could see everything. Because the dress she wore was see-through plastic. It looked like see-through plastic. It was like, and at one stage, the paparazzi were taking pictures, and he was standing off to the left looking all real proud, like a tick, right? And she's standing there, and she starts to pull the dress, because it was a kind of mini dress that comes, you know, halfway up the tie. So she starts, you know, as a woman would, when this photograph's been taken, just in case her knickers are visible, she might pull it down a little bit. She started to pull it down a little bit to cover up or something. But it doesn't matter. It was completely see-through. When I say see-through, by the way, when I say see-through, you kind of think of something that's, oh, you can kind of see. No, you could see everything. She was in the nudes. And as shocking and as inappropriate as it was, it's not the most horrific stunt to appear in recent months. I mean, firstly, we had a 23-year-old porn star, Lily Phillips, who bedded 100 men in 14 hours and promoted it and was all very proud of it. Then we had a 26-year-old Bonnie Blue, topped that record by having sex with 1,057 men in just 12 hours. I know, bananas as it may seem. How did she even fit them all in? Not, I don't mean that literally. Over the 12 hours, I mean. All of this is easily accessed on social media, by the way. You can see it all. So it's there for all to see. And the most scary thing is that young users can easily be influenced by these crazy stunts, these immoral stunts. Lily Phillips is now preparing to have 70 men have anal sex with her later this month. I mean, she's taking currently PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylactics, a HIV medicine taken to reduce the chances of her getting HIV. That's used by people who, you know, do not have HIV but at high risk of being exposed to it. Now, am I just a dinosaur at 61 years of age, or have we truly lost our way morally as a society? The very fact that we accept, or it's, now, and look, we all know the red carpet in Hollywood is, you know, basically a freak show, you know, where they have looking mad looking dresses and blokes in dresses and people, you know, wearing, you know, I don't know, skimpy stuff that kind of nearly exposes everything or nearly exposes something, or you might see a bit of nipple or something. So what happened to Janet Jackson when she went out to the Super Bowl? And do you remember her dress slipped down? And for half the song, we could see her nipple. There was murder over it. And that was only 10 years ago. So here's Bianca Censori. She's on the red carpet and she's in the nudes. In the nudes. And nobody bats an eye. Well, people are batting eyelids. But nobody is saying, like, security didn't come out to Kanye West and go, listen, Kanye, you can't bring your missus in here in the nip. You know, this is an event. This is like a well-dressed event where people come to accept awards. You can't have your missus sitting there in the nude. You know what I mean? You know, go home, get some clothes on. You'd imagine that would be said, but it wasn't, because it's seen as cool. And then young influencers and young people see this and they go, oh, is that, that must be okay. So is it? To walk around in your nip? You know, have we lost, or is it okay? Young people looking at Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue, young girls going, Jesus, yeah, she made a fortune out of that. Sleeping with 100 men in 14 hours or sleeping with 1,057 men in 12 hours or whatever it is. That must be okay to do so. You know what I mean? These people are influencing other people. Now, again, I'm going to say to you, is it just me? Because, of course, when I was young, my dad was giving out about Elvis Presley. My mum was giving out about Elvis Presley, shaking his hips and gyrating. And we all thought, ah, go away, that old dinosaur. So maybe at 61 years of age, I'm just a dinosaur. Or have we truly lost our way morally as a society when it's acceptable for a woman or a man, if the case may be, to walk down the red carpet bollock naked, essentially? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Dave, hi, how are you?
Jeez, I'm just waiting for you to go all hell and Lovejoy from The Simpsons and start screaming, "Will somebody please think of the children?"
Yeah, will somebody please think of the children?
There you go. Like, yeah, bingo. I got all the lines. Nice one. Yeah, but come here, they got fucked out of the Grammys for that.
But they didn't get fucked out quick enough. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have repeated what you just said. I do apologise to my listeners. I didn't mean to do that. I was just repeating what you said. But I mean, they were allowed on the red carpet. The photographers were there. They were allowed there for some time before people suggested it maybe wasn't quite appropriate.
Yeah. Do you know what? I kept seeing pictures of it, and do you know the way they blur it out? I was like, is she actually naked, or was that like part of the dress?
No, there was a dress. She had a dress on her. It was a transparent dress. I mean, completely transparent. Not there was no, you know the way sometimes you see things that are kind of transparent, and you think, oh, look, I just about see a bit of nipple there. But it wasn't that. It was actually completely transparent.
Yeah, but they're a pair of freaks anyway.
But that's neither here nor there whether they're a pair of freaks. The very fact that they think that's okay to do, and the very fact that, you know, the likes of TMZ and all these other places will cover it, and it'll be all over social media, and people are going, oh, look at that. You know what I mean? Of course,
because you're working in the media long enough to know the more salacious the story, the more clicks you get, the more screen grabs you get. You know, we live in the age of click and rage bait now. You know what I mean? This is how people sell their stories nowadays. It's gone from, have you seen Girls Aloud without makeup, to Kanye West misses his naked on the red carpet. Again, Kanye West and his misses, they're freaks. People like that have always existed.
But what about at the same event, by the way? I think it was Will Smith's daughter, Willow. She wore a two-piece bikini. Her son, he wore a house on his head. Mind you, that's nothing to do with morals. That's just with stupidity. But what about Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips? These two women are famous now. But what are they famous for? Sleeping with men? You know what I mean?
But come here. They're only famous in small corners of the internet, followed by perverts.
They're famous. I mean, their names have been mentioned on social media, on TikTok, by Instagrammers, and you got female Instagrammers saying they're empowering. It's empowering for women.
Again, because welcome to the 21st century, granddad. This is what sells stories. This is what gets traffic to your sites. Can I say something to you, right?
We have the feminists of the world right now defending the likes of Lily Phillips, Bonnie Blue, Bianca Censori, defending them, saying this is women's choice, this is women being empowered, taking back control, blah, 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 blah. These same feminists 20 years ago were demanding, or 30 years ago, that Sam Fox didn't go topless in the sun. You know what I mean? Saying it was demeaning to women.
And again, I guarantee you can go to other corners of the internet and you will find other feminists who say this kind of stuff is demeaning to the feminist movement. Like, look, to be fair, they have every right to do those things. I don't agree with them morally. Most people don't agree with them morally. You know, you can go away and have sex with as many people as you like, but don't publicize it. But at the same time, you know, they are big girls and they do have to realize that this shit will follow them around for the rest of their life, regardless of how much money they ever make. You know, they'll probably find it hard to find a guy who'll settle down with them. And if they ever have kids, their kids are going to find out about this stuff. But, like, if we can park social media and that shit for a second, society in general is still incredible. I mean, to be honest with you, morally, I think we're in a better place now than we've ever been. And I'll give you a perfect example, lived examples from my own life. Kids with special needs. Once upon a time, and particularly where I live in rural Ireland, if you had a child with special needs, a lot of people might not even know because it was a source of shame for your family. They were shunned. They were barely ever given education. We now live in a society where kids with special needs not only attend mainstream school, but can go on to actually, depending on their, you know, their how special needs they are, they can go on to have jobs and have lives. Where once upon a time, somebody would think the nothing of it and pointing at them and saying, look at that handicapped bastard over there. And that was socially acceptable. Racism was a lot more socially acceptable. Getting drunk and going home for the pub and slapping the shit out of your missus was a lot more socially acceptable. We used to have mother and baby.
Absolutely. By the way, but all of those things we accept were wrong. Equally, I accept that we have to be careful how the pendulum swings. Because equally, I think what's happening now in society, morally, is wrong too. Where we think, you know, it's empowering for women, you know, to take their clothes off for men for money. I mean, that's not empowering. You wouldn't want your daughter growing up taking her clothes off for money, would you? You know what I mean?
Of course I wouldn't. No, of course I wouldn't. I would hope that they would go on to a better career, obviously. But again, how women are treated in those industries, and I'm not going to talk about like the likes of OnlyFans. We'll just talk about like...
No, we'll talk about OnlyFans. No. Don't just skip past OnlyFans, because OnlyFans is what it's all about, isn't
it? You know what I mean? Fair enough. Yeah, okay. And look, again, women are given the choice to do it themselves. But they also have to be big girls about it and realise the money that they make in it isn't as great as it's made out to be.
But I spoke to two girls from OnlyFans only recently on the air, and they accused OnlyFans and the men who look at OnlyFans as misogyny. And I'm going, hold on for a second. You're the one taking your kid off, encouraging men to subscribe to you. And if it wasn't for those men subscribing to you, you wouldn't be making a living. But now you're accusing those same men as the patriarchy and misogyny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I get that. And I understand the hypocrisy there as well. And look, once upon a time, I was one of those people. I was like, you want to do OnlyFans? Do OnlyFans. And the more I've looked into it, the more I would say to somebody, if you want to do it, we need to look at all sides of the stories. But at the same time, just because we have OnlyFans, like, I mean, Howard Stern, the way he used to, not Howard Stern, what's the name? The guy who had created Penthouse.
Hugh Hefner.
No, that's Playboy.
Oh, the other guy. Oh, yeah. I can't think of
Howard
his name.
Howard Hughes? No?
No.
That's another Howard. But he was a right dirty old bastard.
I know the guy you're talking about. The movie about him. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying he's a dirty old bastard because he was into porn. He was a dirty old bastard. But at the same time, how women were treated in that industry back in the day was a lot worse than they're treated now. Do you get where I'm coming from? Like, these things have always existed. Brothels have always existed. Women setting their bodies has always existed.
Were you referring to Larry Flint, was it? No.
Larry Flint, that piece of shit. That's the guy I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say, like, these things have always existed in society. They always have.
But they have always been considered to be a bit seedy. You know, even porn was considered to be seedy. You know, the likes of OnlyFans, if you went back 20 years ago and that kind of thing was happening, it would be considered seedy. You know, this would have been considered, we would have been horrified by somebody going naked on the red carpet. They would have immediately been arrested, probably. But now there seems to be a level of acceptance and normalization of this type of behavior. That's the problem I have.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, you can't also walk around and go, I believe everybody should live their life the way they want, so long as they're not interfering with anybody else. But then I'm like, in the same breath, say, well, this is wrong and I disagree with it.
Yeah, and what about the children?
And what about the children? Yeah, won't somebody please think of the children?
but it is true. We have to think of the children. Because, you know, when we influence young children's minds, and this picture of Bianca Sensori, for example, in particular, which is very much in the public sphere, is all over the internet. It's all over Instagram. And it's all over Facebook, which blows my mind, right? Because only up to recently, women were being banned from Facebook for putting pictures up of them breastfeeding their children. And Facebook's policy was, if you could see the nipple, they were banned and suspended, and the picture was taken down.
But it's okay
to have Bianca Sensori up in the nip, because technically she's not in the nip. She's wearing a see-through dress.
Yeah. You gotta love those loopholes, huh? I do. I get that. But at the same time, it's very easy to pick these like couple different things. Like every single story I've seen about your one and Kanye, none of them have been positive. Not a single one has been, look at this woman empowering herself. Most of the stories are, this woman needs to get herself away from that fucking weirdo.
Did you see the way he's standing there on her left-hand side, right, looking at her and looking at the cameras going, look at my girlfriend there, lads, take a photograph of her. And I'm going, you weirdo. There's no bloke in his right mind would be doing that.
100%. And look, someday she'll get away from him and she's going to write a wonderful tell-all book. But at the same time, expecting Kanye West not to be a fucking weirdo is like expecting Sam Smith to turn up to an event and be normal as well.
When you say a tell-all book, like, by the way, nobody forced her to go out in the nude.
Huh? Yeah, do you know what? Look, I guarantee, we'll see what happens. I guarantee that's a messed up relationship. But like, you think about it back in the day, right? Who's the guy you sang, Karma Chameleon?
Oh, yeah. him.
Boy George?
Boy George, yes. Boy George.
Was it Boy George?
It was
and
Boy
you're
George.
The old person here, and I got that.
I know, yes. Right. Well, I should have remembered that. Boy
anyway,
George.
Right? Look at how he dressed back in the day, right? And I guarantee people of today were having the exact same conversation about his
here's the thing. I remember that they weren't. We just thought he was an unusual type of fella, the way he dressed, right? But there was no... I don't remember that judgment of him. I don't remember people going, what a freak, or what a weirdo. You know, I don't remember that judgment of him. You know what I mean?
I sincerely doubt that. I really...
But I don't remember. I would have been about 17, 18 at the time, maybe a bit more.
Yeah, but you would have been one of those people who would have run in the circles of people who thought he was cool. Like, what would your dad have thought of it?
Like he probably thought he was a weirdo.
If we're in the Boylan house for Sunday roast, right, and just dum-dum-dum... Right, door opens, little Nyla's like, hey, Boy George, come in and have dinner. And he went at dinner, sat down across from your father. What would your father have been like?
Yeah, he just said he was a weirdo.
There you go. I rest my case.
Yeah.
Yeah, these people have always existed. But like in regard
to... Sure, I remember my father turning off the Generation Game when Larry Grayson was doing it. Do you remember Larry Grayson, who was very openly gay, by the way? Shut that door. I mean, Dad would be the first one to jump up and turn off the television, and his very words would be, knock that off, there's a queer on the television. And that's what he would say, because that's what older people did at the time, of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And now you are the older people.
Yeah, but I'm not the older. I'm not like me, Dad. You know what I mean?
You're not far away from your bus pass, though. No, but I know, but look, all jokes aside, it's very easy to take, like, look, social media has magnified this stuff and it shoved it in all of our faces. And like it's not intentional. It's because, unfortunately, the algorithm has figured out human beings, we engage with each other more when we're pissed off. So that's why you see stuff that's going to get in your tits, because that's the way the algorithm works. But if you want to look at society as a whole, we're a hell of a lot better, you know, morally than we were 20 or 30 years ago. I mean, considering the fact that, like, you know, the threat of all that nuclear... hold on a second. Come on, think.
Well, but do me a favor, Dave. I'm going over time here. Just stay there for a second, because I want to come to Pauline after the break, but I want you to stay with me. Dave believes we're in a hell of a lot of better place now, morally, than we were 20 or 30 years ago. I agree that there's a lot of things that were wrong, by the way, 30 or 40 years ago, morally, that were wrong. And we need to fix things that are wrong all the time. But then the pendulum can swing and swing too far the opposite way. Maybe that's my thinking on it. Maybe I'm just old. The number is 087-188-0008. But I have a young mind. I forgot to mention, by the way, Kanye West actually defended his wife and her carry-on. And he said he was quite happy to parade her around like that. And it was art. And he slammed the Grammys and anybody, by the way, who criticised the way she dressed. Dressed probably isn't the best word to use for the way she arrived. Let me just go to Pauline. Pauline, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall.
Good.
No, I don't agree with that chap that was on. It's not like things aren't any worse than they were years ago. They are much worse than they were years ago. Children are coming home from school and telling their parents that Michael is gay. And he's 7 years old and he's 9 years old and he's in his class and he's gay. Now, that didn't happen years ago. That wasn't allowed to happen years ago.
Well, maybe more is the pity that it happened years ago. There's nothing wrong with a child coming home and telling his parents that his friend is gay.
I think there is.
Why?
Who told a 6 or 7 year old what a gay was?
There was a lad in my class that was gay, and that was 50 years ago.
Yeah, and so you weren't 7 years of age coming home and telling your mother.
Well, he was. I knew he was gay, and he was in my class in primary school.
I knew all my life a child that I went to school with. So, actually, not all my life, but from secondary school.
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
The problem is that our...
I want to know what's morally wrong with that.
I think it's morally wrong that somebody informed a seven-year-old that he's gay. Or to tell another child to tell a child.
Well, as long as the other child is not telling him about some sort of sexual activity, there's no harm in telling him, you know, that he likes boys rather than girls.
That is not right and that is not acceptable from a 6 or 7 year old, and that wouldn't have happened.
And what's a 6 or 7 year old supposed to pretend? Just lie? Just pretend?
It shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't be something that...
But it always is. I mean, at 7 years of age, young boys and young girls are discovering relationships, not sex.
Just relationships.
You know, they get little crushes and things like that at 8 or 9 years of age. It's not a big deal. Yeah. I don't know where you're going with that, Pauline. Okay, can we get back to the morals of society in general today? You know, and obviously this topic started off with Bianca Censori walking around in her nude. Probably not the best example to give. But, you know, that the same with the OnlyFans, that women are empowering themselves now.
No, they're not. They're humiliating, demeaning themselves and objectifying themselves. Mm. That's what they're doing. And getting back to what I was saying to you about a 6 or 7 year old, that wouldn't have been the norm years ago. It wouldn't have been acceptable years ago.
Yeah, because it was illegal, that's why. Because in Ireland it was illegal.
It wouldn't have been an issue or a topic. Yeah,
you wouldn't like to think that homosexuality would still be illegal in Ireland. You wouldn't like that, would you?
I don't know anything about the legality of it.
But it was illegal.
I'm talking about the immorality, and the ones who made it illegal, I'm not sure who they are.
So what happens if little Johnny at 7 years of age comes home to his mammy and says, "Mammy, I like Mary in my class." Is that okay? Or is that immoral as well?
That would be more. That would be normal.
And he comes home to his mammy. A little Johnny comes home to his mammy and says, "Mammy, I like Paul in my class. I really like
him."
Yeah,
if he was my kid, he'd get a good slap, and he wouldn't say.
Lovely. That's really well. Yeah. Thankfully, he isn't your kid. So, getting back generally, because I want to just move away from that aspect of it, because I don't agree with you anyway, Pauline. I want to move away from that aspect of it. In relation to the morality of society in general, nudity, pornography, everything else, you believe we've lost our way?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Mm. Yes. Yeah. And I don't know who it is that you're talking about, because I'm not into pop stars and film stars and what have you.
Well, I'm sure you know who Kanye West is. He's a kind of famous rapper.
No. Don't know.
Yeah, he was married at one stage to one of the Kardashians.
Yes, the people with the big arses. I don't know them and I'm not interested in them. But if they're getting on stage with nothing, only a plastic bag on them, it is immoral. End of. That's my opinion.
Yeah, Dave, I don't disagree with that aspect. I disagree with other things Pauline says, but certainly in relation to, you know, standing up on a red carpet with a plastic bag on you, it is immoral.
Yeah, I wouldn't really disagree with that, to be fair. I mean, to be fair, morality is subjective. I mean, what we think is perfectly fine by our morals here wouldn't exactly swing in the Middle East.
You can say it's subjective, and for everybody, morals are different.
Well, it is. Yeah, like, yeah well, no,
but,
it is.
But there is a standard. There is a standard of decency in society, isn't there?
But what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, everybody's morals are different. Like, I could throw my shoes at you. It's no biggie. I go to Saudi Arabia and throw my shoes at somebody, I can go to jail. This is one of the great biggest insults you can give somebody over there.
Yeah, it's a different culture.
You know? I know it's a different culture, but I'm just saying, like, to say our morals... I mean, look, I'll be honest. Paulie made my argument for me, if I'm being honest with you, because people with her viewpoint, particularly, like, you know, in regards to gay people, they are now in the minority nowadays. Thanks be to Jesus. But once upon a time, that would have been a view that would have been held by everybody.
I was talking about the difference between then and now. Now children are coming home. At
you know, you said if you came home, school, if your son came home and said he was gay, you'd hit him a slap. That's fucked up.
He's talking about the fact that you said if your son came home at 8 years of age and said he was attracted, not sexually, because obviously at 7 you don't think about sex, but he was attracted to a boy in his class.
You said
you'd give him a slap.
I said 6 or 7, you said 8.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, because either way, it doesn't matter. You said you'd give him a slap.
My point was 6 and 7 year olds are coming home and saying that their little pals who are the same sex are gay. That would not have happened years ago.
Oh, no.
And it wouldn't be happening now.
No. Imagine that. Gay people exist.
And as for your morals, I don't know where your morals are coming from or what they're based on.
Well,
but there are.
I wouldn't hit a small child for saying that they liked another boy. So, you know.
Well, funny enough, I've never.
I wouldn't be getting my penny up in the bunch like yourself, that's for sure.
Yeah, funny enough, I've never. But on the other hand, that is certainly what I would feel like if my child came home and told me at 6 or 7 that his little pal in school was gay. I wouldn't allow my child to use.
Why?
I wouldn't. Because I wouldn't allow my child to use the terminology. He wouldn't be au fait with the terminology. And coming home.
And what if your child came home as a teenager, 15 or 16, and said the same thing?
I'm talking about 6 or 7 year olds.
He's asked you a question. Everybody stop for a second. Pauline, he's just asked you a question.
Like then and what it's like now.
Okay, Pauline, he's asked you another question, if you might want to answer that one. If your child was 15 and come home and said their friend
was gay.
Okay. If your child was 15 and come home and said their friend was gay, how would you react?
To be honest with you now, how I would react, I would obviously have to sit down and speak to my child and explain to my child that he has made a decision that goes against the nature of what he was created to be.
God's way, like.
He doesn't have a womb. He doesn't have a womb. He doesn't have a vagina. He's not going to have breasts. He's not going to be able to give birth.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be transgender. He wants to be gay. There's a bit of a difference. Men who are gay, who fall in love with each other, don't necessarily want to have vaginas and wombs. Yeah. Where are you getting that from? What the hell is that all about? Pauline. Yeah, I know about his chromosomes. Do you believe two men can be in love, Pauline?
I think, you see, I have an opinion that you wouldn't agree with.
Obviously.
Because I think an awful lot of it is spiritual.
Hmm. No, I know you're coming from a religious point of view, and I get that. Okay, but I don't want to venture off into another topic anyway. Stay there for a second, Pauline and Dave. Dave, hi. Or I should say Mike, hi. How are you?
How things?
Good, no. Mike. Yeah, good, no, Mike.
One second, you're getting up there on that poor lady, you know.
Yeah, well, the poor lady. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So in relation to this other the topic we're actually talking about, do you believe society, you know, the morals of society, have we lost our way?
Without a shadow of a doubt. Niall, I could tell you stuff here now that I have that happened this weekend. And you know something? And I would be a heterosexual man there, and I was finding my bit of musty cousin out there. It fucking sickened me, what I had. I'd love to tell you off ear, Niall, if you ring me. I'd tell you about it. It fucking sickened me. But then, go back to, like, you know, you see, there's no challenge today. There's no, like, you know, they have no, morals. There's just no morals there. It's like, once again, and what I really believe, my own, and we're all entitled to our own opinion, that no problem for two gays, men or women, walk down the street and be flirting or kissing or anything like that. Where if a heterosexual couple went down the street and started having it off, they'd be arrested.
When you say start having it off, if a heterosexual couple walked down the street holding hands and gave each other a kiss, nobody would bat an eyelid.
That would be normal.
Well, yeah, nobody would bat an eyelid. And equally, we should be at a point in society where two men or two women should be able to do the same thing. Let's not focus on that, because I don't think that's got to do with our morals. That's to do with a personal belief. And I respect Pauline's view. I don't agree with it, but I respect her religious view on it and her spiritual view on it. But Mike, getting back to what I was talking about initially, which I suppose is nudity more so and indecency. You know, when you have somebody arriving on the red carpet for the Grammys wearing a see-through dress, which, and when I say a see-through dress, literally it was a see-through plastic dress. There's nothing there. You can see everything.
Attention seeker. She's a ATT deficiency or something like that. She's like, is there anything nicer than to
that's
see...
That's from the jab.
Mm. Sorry?
I said, that's from the jab the babies are given.
Oh, would you stop out of that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, Pauline. What, so from the immunisation she was given as a baby, that forced her to go out in the nude when she was 34? Would you stop out of that? It's nothing to do with the jab. Jesus' sake. Now, Pauline, you've lost it. I've lost the will to live even listening to you now at this stage. You're now blaming vaccines for her walking down the red carpet in the nude.
Pauline, don't even
elaborate on that point, please. Because
let me ask you this.
You can ask me nothing when you've just said something like that. That's from the jab. Would you stop out of that, Mike? Just very quickly before I go into the break, it's not from the bloody jab, right? So obviously she believes, women believe nowadays, you know, that nudity and going on OnlyFans or porn or whatever is empowering. Is it empowering, Mike, or is it morally bankrupt?
Look at that. We're morally bankrupt. Did you see that Bunny B there last week? And she's shagging 1,057 fellas.
Yeah.
You know, she's only laughing at the people that are, and just, if you do the sums, how long were they lasting? 30, 24 seconds? So he went up three strokes, like. You know, but Niall, can I talk to you private? And I tell you what I heard about last weekend.
Yeah, no, I'd be interested to give. I'll give you a bell on it tomorrow, but I'd be interested to know exactly what you went through yourself. But you believe society is morally bankrupt.
It is, and it leaves nothing to the imagination. You know, this thing of love, this thing to be in love with a person or I would be here, you know, with a woman, thing like that. It's beautiful. But, you know, and as you said, no, you're going through it yourself. Yeah, you're still in the honeymoon period.
Like, 8 years later.
Well, I don't know how long you're with. I don't know how. I thought 8 years.
Got
last year.
Well, I only got married 2 years ago, but I'm 8 years with my wife, and she's the most amazing person in the world. Yeah.
And now you're still holding her hand and all that, and.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
That's so fucking beautiful, Niall. And but it's just the way things have gone today. Like, and what I read, that people have more respect, like, even partners now have more respect for their dogs and their cats than what they do for their partners and their kids.
Okay, but hang on. Do me a favour. Just before we go to the break, I want to just go to Morris, because I don't want to leave him hanging through the break there, because I know Morris likes to come on, say his piece, and then go. Morris, hi, how are you?
Oh, this station is morally corrupt. We've no standards anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's the jab, seemingly, that causes you to go nude nowadays. The jab. The jibby jab.
The jab.
Okay, but getting back to Morris, do you agree with Mike? I don't disagree with him necessarily, that society has become morally bankrupt. Dave disagrees, obviously.
A lot of people, I think, that are on the show would be coming from a religious background because they were dragged up into the pulpit, being people pointing the finger at them, don't do this and don't do that, and you're born in hell and your soul is going to the devil and everything else. So when people are scared, they don't like to accept change. And this country is changing, and to me it's changing for the worst. Now, not only, I'm just looking at Trump shaking hands with Netanyahu, the genocidal bastard from the Middle East.
Okay, don't distract us, because we've already been distracted.
Something that just plays with me. But anyway, I think, you know, people are coming from, like you said, a religious background in the way they produce these things. We're all born into this world for one reason, and one reason only, is to grow, mature, to learn how to love, regardless what type of love it is. And then some people think when we die, that's it, it's over, it's dead and gone. And other people believe there's a spirit or a soul or something more that goes on to the next level, and you come back and you do it all again, right? But I think Ireland as a country, this country was... had blinkers on, because we only knew one thing, and that was believing the church, believing the police, believing the doctors and everybody else that had control over us. But people have opened their eyes like you did, and you're entitled to your view. You grew up in a Catholic family like I did, and you went, hang on a minute, I don't believe in this. Not at all. This is a load of shite. When I die, I'm dead. You're entitled to do that because you have free will. You weren't browbeaten by anything else. Or you don't judge anybody by what you...
You could equally argue that these women that sleep with 1,000 men or go naked at the, you know, in the Grammys, that they also have free will.
Oh, very much so. And they try to choose what they do. And when they finish in this earth life and this flesh life, they'll go on into the spirit world and say, Jesus, you didn't make a great show the last time around. But this is what you want to believe in. Do you know what I mean? Let's go back and you can read...
But is there something wrong with it? Yeah, should we just accept it? Is it okay... when we see...
I don't think so. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like my daughter to grow up and say, oh, I have a world record of shagging 1,000 men in 3 hours. What a horrible thing to say that your daughter was a lover.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody... See, I don't think anybody agrees with that, apart from women, primarily. And the lads who were involved in it, obviously, they thought it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on your upbringing. I have five sisters, and my father always told me, respect your mother, respect your sisters, never raise your hand to a woman. Did you grow up with the same background?
Oh, yeah.
Same upbringing?
Yeah, sorry, just go back to Dave on that. Dave, the lads that were with this girl, the 1,000 lads that were, or maybe, I don't know, was there 1,000 lads? Was there 300 taking three turns? I don't know. But the 1,000 lads, Dave, that did this, should they be ashamed of themselves?
Yeah, I think everybody who took part in should hang their heads in shame, to be honest.
I think so, yeah.
It's not something to be proud of, and I wouldn't say... there are many women, except for the kind of head cases you see on social media, who would agree with this. Like, I mean, if I was to ask any woman I know in my life, young, old, whatever, what they thought of that, every last one of them would think it's disgraceful. Every last one of them. You know? And it's society as a whole thinks that kind of, no pun intended, thinks that kind of thing is disgraceful. You know? Like, you don't have to like it. You can respect their you know, their autonomy to do a thing like that.
Can you?
But you can also say...
Can you respect their autonomy to do the things like that? Can you respect anybody's autonomy to do things like that?
Well, it's like this. We all like to say, you know, we want to live in a world where we want to do what we want to do and be left alone.
I don't have any respect for Lily Phillips or Bonnie Blue. I have no respect for them.
No,
I'm not saying you have to respect them. I'm saying you have, like, we should respect, like, you know, their right to do what they want with their lives, so long as nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah, Morris, would you agree with that? We should expect their right to be able to do whatever they want to do like that, publicly.
Well, I'm getting to you now. If Dave spoke the way he did in America or some other country, they would laugh at him and say, you're religious freak, you're backwards. But because we're in Ireland, everything makes sense that he's saying, because it's the culture that we grew up in. And we know no different. You know what I mean? If Dave was in Vegas now and he spoke about what he just spoke about, they'd fucking laugh him off the stage or off the radio show and say, he's a fucking wacko, backwards pecker, Catholic stone from Ireland. Right?
I got to go to a break. I'm sorry I'm cutting everybody a bit short there. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Mike believes that Ireland is morally bankrupt. Would you agree with him? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Dave, stay with me as well. And Mike, stay there. Let me go to Martin as well. Martin, hi, how are you?
Come on, now. Good evening.
Good, Martin.
I hope you're recovering.
Getting there.
Did you manage to kick the weeds?
Kind of. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. People want to know, obviously. I'm probably smoking four cigarettes a day, at the most, over the last two weeks.
Not bad.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not even smoking it. I'm smoking half and throwing it away. So I'm being a bit stupid about the whole thing.
You know? That's the way to do it. No, that's the way to do it. Anyway, matters in hand. I sent you in a text there when I attached a video. And the video, it's really just, it's a recording of a song. Do you remember a few years ago? It's an old song. I think it's probably... Maybe It's Cold Outside, right? And a couple of years ago, the woke nuts wanted this song banned. On the basis that it was promoting or defending rape. Now, for anyone that's not familiar with the song, I would...
Essentially, it's a lovely song where there's, in the video, there's two really, it's from a musical, two attractive people, and he's asking her not to go home, and he's offering another drink to stay. Yeah, he's encouraging her to stay by giving her a few drinks. Yeah.
So these same lunatics that wanted this banned, and I watched this closely, you know, on the internet. I was watching what would happen. And the same people who are calling for it to be banned, now, I don't know who they were. So, you know, some of them were people that were known. When I say known, I wouldn't really know who
the
they
woke,
were.
The Wokerati. The Wokerati,
I didn't hear one of them calling for rap songs that literally promote rape, drug use and abuse, murder and all kinds of things. They're quite happy for all that to be pushed out there. It's not just you, Niall. It's me and so many other people can see that the world is, society is topsy-turvy. Things that are wrong and dangerous are promoted as being good. I mean, and I'm just going to say, like, you have, you know, worldwide, and I know you don't want to get into this, but I'll just mention it quickly. You have, you know, a couple of million babies aborted every year, and it's promoted as healthcare. You know, you have men getting into women's sports and depriving women who've worked hard, girls who've worked hard, whatever sport that they particularly, you know, whatever their particular sport is, and their opportunities are being taken away. The whole thing, I sometimes wake up in the morning and I think, I'm living in some kind of dystopia. Am I really awake? Have I woken up yet? Or am I just dreaming? It's all just a bad dream. And every year it seems to get worse. But I think there is some kind of, you know, I think there is a glimmer of light. I think Trump's election, and I mean this, I really think it's going to start people thinking. Because more and more people now saying, no, hang on, let's put the brakes on this. This is all nonsense. I mean, you discussed it earlier on, you know, DEI, the whole lot of it. I think the world is really in a bad situation at the moment. And I think people need to stop, take a breath and think about what do they want to leave for their children? What legacy do they want to leave behind? You want to live behind a world where nobody knows anything about anything, and it's just everything goes, or do they want stability for their children and their grandchildren? I know I certainly want stability for my children and grandchildren. I'm sure you do as well, as do most people of our generation. But I think the younger generations in particular, they're just, they're like a ship at sea without a mast. You know, they're just out in the doldrums, kind of floating around with nowhere to go. You know?
Okay, well, let's just, Dave or Mike, Dave, do you want to respond to that, Ed, what Martin said?
I just like to ask Martin a question. Martin, when's the last time you think then that this country had strong morals, kind of decade-wise?
Well, you see, when you say strong morals, people had strong opinions, right?
No. I'm just saying, by going by the same metrics you use in regards to culture, societal norms, all that kind of stuff, when would you say the last time that this country had strong morality?
But you see, when you say the country, there are individuals who had strong morals. There are individuals who had strong beliefs.
No, I get you. But like, say, you made a very like macroscopic view of society in regards to, you know, those dipshits going after that song and, you know, rap music. So you're taking a more macroscopic view of it, like I would. So I'm just saying, like, using the same metrics you use there, when was the last time, you know, in a decade or two, was this country of a stronger moral fiber, we'll say?
I mean, Martin, sorry, just to interrupt Martin very quickly. In relation to music, right, I don't listen to kind of modern rap music, and I know there's a lot of violence, particularly from Eminem and people like that. There's a lot of violence involved in it. But I will argue, and not that I would want it banned or anything, some of the songs from the 60s and 70s are equally as bad. I'll give you one just brief example. Tom Jones, Delilah. She stood there laughing. I held a knife. Yeah. She didn't laugh no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to stab her for laughing at him.
I'm on board with you, Darren Oil. I mean, there was also, you know, you had
Young Girl, Get Out of My Life, but about a guy who was interested in a 16-year-old girl in a uniform.
Later on, Rod Stewart came out with that thing, you know, about the virgin child, you know.
What I'm saying is that's throughout history, there's always been music.
But the point is, I'm not.
I get the point Dave is making. He's saying if we decide that the 70s had better, we had better morals in some way. But then the 70s was riddled with problems as well. You know, it was kind of coming the end of the era of the mother and baby homes, the Magdalene laundries, all of those things, which were morally bankrupt as well.
Absolutely, they were. But
so, in other words, you're never going to get it perfect. You're never going to get it right.
The thing is that later on, people woke up to it. And when they found out about it, it was condemned and people realized how bad it was. And what it happened.
It wasn't, though.
The effect that it had.
It wasn't, though, because there are still people in this country now who staunchly defend those institutions. And there's a lot of people that got away with doing a lot of evil shit. And look, there's a particular judge nowadays who's about as morally bankrupt as you can get. What I'm trying to say is, what I see in my... And look, I moved from Dublin to rural Ireland, right? So I've seen both aspects. I've seen rural Ireland in the last 20 years go from being an incredibly intolerant place for, you know, if your skin was a different color, to if you had special needs, to be more inclusive, to be, you know, there's less racism, there's less ableism. Society, like, we have social media now to keep us paralyzed with fear. We have the algorithm to constantly bombard you with shit that's going to get you pissed off and angry all the time. But if you take a step back and you look at the world, there's a guy named Steven Pinker. I recommend everybody look him up. He's a psychologist. He's an amazing dude. He crunches the numbers. He does the statistics. Human society now is less violent than it has ever been. But we just choose, because of our own biases or our own political bent or whatever, to focus in on the bad stuff. You know, we don't take enough time to actually step back and look at the world as it is compared to the way it was 50 years ago.
Lads, listen, I've run out of time, unfortunately. I have to go to the news. Martin, go on. I'll give you 30 seconds if you just want to respond to that very quickly.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that society is less violent than it was. Maybe things in Ireland have calmed down a little bit, but there are so many things that happen that you just don't hear about because it doesn't get into the papers anymore because the legacy media don't cover squat. Not the important things anyway.
No, I would agree to that. Unfortunately, I can't elaborate much more because I have no time to do it in.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.